From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Gunmen reportedly wearing Afghan police uniforms stormed a Shiite shrine in Kabul Tuesday and opened fire, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 30. Witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up as the assault began in the Kart-e-Saki area, while two others were shot and killed by security forces, ending an hours-long siege. No one has claimed responsibility. Russian President Vladimir Putin has canceled a planned visit to France after French President François Hollande insisted their meeting focus solely on Syria. Mr. Putin was due to travel to Paris October 19th for a visit that would include inaugurating a new Russian Orthodox Church. A Kremlin spokesman says Mr. Putin is ready to meet with Mr. Hollande at a convenient time for the French leader, but Mr. Hollande says he is ready for talks only if they further peace. As the damage continues to mount from Syria's Russia-backed offensive in Aleppo, so does the political fallout from the failed ceasefire agreement. Russia's parliament is suspending an agreement with the United States for converting weapons-grade plutonium into fuel for nuclear power plants. Russia also ended a uranium research pact with the U.S. Department of Energy. The Kremlin says it will reinstate the programs if the West lifts its Ukraine-related sanctions, NATO drops its presence in Europe to pre-2000 levels, and the U.S. Congress repeals an act that levels human rights sanctions on Russian officials. The Pentagon said Tuesday it is evaluating a military response to recent failed missile attacks on U.S. naval ships in the Red Sea. It warned Yemen-based Houthi rebels that they launched the missiles at their own peril. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashed out Tuesday at his party's top elected official and other Republicans for abandoning the Trump campaign. In a series of postings on his Twitter account, Trump attacked House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan as, quote, a very weak and ineffective leader. On Monday, Ryan told other Republicans that he would no longer campaign for Trump or defend Trump's controversial comments. The UN's top diplomat in the Democratic Republic of Congo warned Tuesday about the political situation in that country. Margaret Bashir reports.
The head of the UN mission in the DRC, Maman Sambo Sidiku, told the UN Security Council that the electoral crisis has become a constitutional crisis with deepening political polarization and no immediate resolution in sight.
Actors on all sides appear more and more willing to resort to violence to achieve their ends.
Congo's constitution limits the president to two terms, which President Joseph Kabila will complete on December 19th. But the Independent National Electoral Commission has said elections cannot take place until 2018, citing technical difficulties. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
President Barack Obama says the United States will send humans to Mars by the 2030s. In an article published on CNN.com, Mr. Obama set the goal of sending humans to Mars by the 2030s and returning them safely to Earth with the ambition of building a settlement there. Mr. Obama said a public-private partnership is essential to reaching that goal and that such a partnership is already underway. South Korean electronics company Samsung says it will no longer manufacture its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone after numerous reports around the globe of overheating. The company announced Tuesday it is shutting down production for good in the interest of consumer safety. Economist Max Wolf is with Manhattan Venture Partners.
So I think the Note line will not come back. I think we're going to have a new name for this product, so they're going to have to rebrand it. I think overall, this is a company that has huge power and huge importance around the world, as well as in South Korea, where it's from. It's a national champion. It's involved in many industries. They make televisions and refrigerators and almost anything you can plug into the wall, as well as some other things outside of the kind of commodity electronics space. So I don't think we're going to see Samsung rebrand, but I think this phone series, the Fablet, will have to be completely rebranded.
The South Korean firm sustained an 8% loss in its share price at the end of Tuesday's stock market trading session. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments on whether Muslims and other immigrants held for months after the September 11th terrorist attacks can sue former Attorney General John Ashcroft and other officials. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.